with our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics. We're joined now by Pella Christian senior boys basketball player Cooper Sprunk, following a season opening 78-33 win over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Cooper, lots of new faces on this boys basketball varsity squad for Pella Christian this year, but same result here, opening the season off on the right foot against Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have a lot of guys that are willing to fight during practice, willing to fight during games, and I think we can out-hustle a lot of teams this year, so it should be good.
Well, that's one thing we saw early on, this squad. They're relentless on defense. That mentality, I'm sure, comes a lot from Mark Van Wyk here in his first year as head coach. Just how have you kind of seen that come out with Marv as he's transitioned from lead assistant to the head coach of this boys basketball team?
I think our practices have changed a little bit. I think we definitely focus a lot more on defense, playing a lot of shell defense and doing stuff like that. And it definitely carries into the games. We want to always be talking and always rotating as hard as we can.
One thing that I find really interesting in this game tonight, too, was early on offense was kind of sputtering, right? I think it was first seven shots and only one of them had gone down. And it wasn't for lack of good looks. Things just weren't really flowing. But the defense really kind of helped pick up the offense there early on.
Yeah, definitely. We can get points off transition and stuff like that just by playing good defense, and it helps to keep us in a lot of games.
And just looking at this team, too, this year, I mean, there's a lot of new faces, as we mentioned, but overall a lot of balance. We look at the scorebook tonight, 13 guys on this team. All 13 guys get on the score sheet tonight. I think it was two or three in double figures for the team as well, and just be able to have balance like that. How much easier does that make things for you guys on the floor, too, that you don't have to have that one go-to guy to score all your buckets?
Yeah, it's super nice. We have a lot of guys that are unselfish and are willing to share the ball, so it makes it a lot easier. If you're having a bad night, you don't have to feel like, oh, man, we're screwed. but we have a lot of guys that can score the ball and get buckets.
Well, this is a pretty close group, too, I feel like. I mean, this group of seniors, a lot of different sports. I know, for instance, three of you guys were prominent players within like the top nine in the rotation last year for the varsity squad here with yourself, Deacon, Landon. You're also part of the boys golf team that just went to the state tournament and took runner-up honors too. How much easier has that made things this year, just kind of knowing how close this group is, and even as you bring guys kind of into that fold within a group of seven seniors here to just make this transition as easy as possible?
Yeah, I mean, all of us are super good friends, so helps a lot. We don't have to go through any growing pains of really playing together, and also summer tournaments. A lot of the guys were coming out for summer tournaments, so we got used to playing with each other, so it's been pretty smooth.
That's good, and we're talking to Cooper Sprunk, a senior for the Pella Christian boys basketball team. But we got to talk a little bit of non-basketball, because here recently you just committed to play football for the Dort University Defenders. And I knew a while ago that you had committed to play there, but you've officially signed that national letter of intent. Tell us a little bit about the decision to go play football at Dort.
Yeah, I really love the coaches that are there. I think they have a great community, a lot of good guys, and I really love the Christian-centered education that Dort has, and that played a big part in my commitment.
And Northwest Iowa, they're not a stranger to the Sprunk family, too, with Bennett being up there. Just getting to be close to him up there, how much did that kind of impact the decision as well, or did it have any impact on your decision to head up to Northwest Iowa?
I think it definitely had a little bit of an impact on my decision. I've been up there quite a few times, so I know a few of the people, so that should make my transition to college a little bit easier. So it'll be nice to have him there to guide me through my first year.
And one thing I got to talk about, too, with Dort is, a couple years ago, we talked about this during football season. One of the most exciting plays of your high school football career was against South Hamilton, right? And your fellow linebacker there, Isaac Kekmarinski, you'll rejoin him on that Dort football team. Having somebody like that you can potentially play alongside once again, how cool is that going to be to just be able to go out there and play with some of the same guys you got to play with here at high school, but also some new guys as well?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to reuniting with some of those guys that I know, and also super excited to try and meet some new guys. I'm really excited to see how I fit into the new scheme at Dort.
And just looking at that, at the school itself, obviously football is the thing that I'm sure you and I could talk about going on and on, but academics-wise, what are you kind of looking at? Majoring, have you made that decision yet, or just kind of keeping the options open right now?
I'm still kind of keeping my options open. I'd say I've brought it down to two, either probably business or biology.
And what about business or biology excites you or interests you to potentially pursue that as a major in college?
I'd say business is honestly probably kind of just a safe choice. I can find a career anywhere with a major in business. And I'd say for the biology, I'm looking to maybe get into the healthcare industry. So
I'd say you've got a pretty strong influence, I feel like, in that regard as well. Mm-hmm. And so,
yep.
You know, Cooper, as you go into this season, I know that you got Oskaloosa coming up on Friday, PCM on Monday. How do you keep the momentum of game number one here rolling into games two and three and just getting off to a good start before really getting into the heart of conference play and some pretty tough matchups here in non-conference action as well?
I'd say it's just keeping energy in practice, before games, keeping ourselves up and not getting down on ourselves even if we do get down, just because it's the start of the year. We don't necessarily have it all together, so just staying positive and building each other up.
Cooper, appreciate the time as always, man. Best of luck as you make your way through the rest of the season. Looking forward to great conversations with you following these games. And again, best of luck against Oski on Friday night.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Cooper Sprunk, senior boys basketball player for the Pendleton Christian Eagles, following a 78-33 win over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.